Since its establishment in 2013, the Cotton Leads program has attracted more than 300 partners from across the global supply chain. Mark Matsura, Senior Vice President of Global Supply Chain Marketing for Cotton Incorporated, joins us with an update from a recent event the program held in North Carolina.
The Cotton Leads program is all about responsible production practices of U.S. and Australian cotton farmers. And it's about conveying information about responsible production practices to brands, retailers, and manufacturers around the world who increasingly need to know more about where their products come from, where their ingredients come from, and how their products are made. And because cotton is the chief ingredient, it's our responsibility in the cotton industries to make sure those downstream customers, those retailers, brands, and manufacturers, understand as much as they can about the responsible production efforts that are taking place in the United States. So to do that, we held that event recently in Gastonia, North Carolina. We call it a partner event, and that event allows us in the U.S. cotton industry to engage with partners in the Cotton Leads program, these brands, retailers, and manufacturers.
The event served as an opportunity to announce the addition of four new partners to the Cotton Leads program: Hanes Brands, Kohl's, Joann Fabrics, and Life is Good.
We had many notable companies in attendance, including Target, Brooks Brothers, Aeropostale, and Gerber Children's Wear, just to name some of the major brands and retailers. Along with that, we had several manufacturers, including Swiss Spinning and Frontier Mills, as well as many others. So we had great attendance at this event, and the event was really about informing these companies about what U.S. cotton farmers are doing to continually improve their practices, to be responsible stewards of the environment, and improve their efficiency at the farm level. So it was a terrific opportunity to inform these companies. And in fact, some companies who attended indicated to us afterwards that they were extremely impressed with the efforts that U.S. cotton farmers are making, in particular in implementing some of the latest technologies such as the Field Print Calculator, which is a new software program now used by more than 100 farmers across the U.S. and one where we're encouraging cotton farmers to get more involved with this software program that can help them manage their inputs and control their costs.
The partner meeting had several components, however.
The most important component of the presentation was an update for the industry, for retailers, brands, manufacturers, about the kinds of things that are happening at the farm level. Dr. Bill Norman from the National Cotton Council went into great explanation of the Field to Market program and how that measures change that's happening at the farm level in cotton farms in the U.S. and how that system of measurement and evaluation is absolutely critical to providing third-party verifiable data that retailers, brands, manufacturers can use to assess how the U.S. farmers are improving their practices. Another very important presentation was given by a cotton producer, Jay Hardwick. Jay Hardwick is from Louisiana, and he went into a nice illustration of how the Field Print Calculator works at his farm and how he's been able to make gains in efficiency and improve the biodiversity and habitat around his farm and show through the Field Print Calculator how that leads to actually on balance, on net, better producing, more efficient farm. So it was those types of information that really are important in getting across to brands, retailers, and manufacturers the key point of the Cotton Leads program, and that's to demonstrate that cotton can be produced responsibly and make sure that brands and retailers and manufacturers can be confident when they're using U.S. cotton that they're using cotton that is produced responsibly.